Hi there, and welcome to the first Hail Hail History podcast, telling less well-known stories from Celtic's past. The boys' history is replete with stories about cup success. In fact, the club's first year gave a taste of what was to come when Celtic reached three different finals within months of playing their first match. This particular year was a story of firsts, controversy, and also revenge for the Celts. In 1888, a grand exhibition was held in Glasgow, formerly called the International Exhibition of Science, Art and Industry. It drew visitors from all across the world, and eventually almost 6 million people attended during its run from May to November. This extravaganza was held in Kelvin Grove Park, and the money that it raised was later used to build Kelvin Grove Art Gallery. As well as many demonstrations and public lectures, sport was a big part of the exhibition's programme, and events took place at Glasgow University's recreation grounds. These sports pitches no longer exist, but they could be found in the shadow of the university's famous tower building. In the modern era, the site of these pitches now houses the university's School of Chemistry. The Glasgow Exhibition Cup was one of the main attractions for visitors. This involved 16 teams from across the west of Scotland, including modern-day sides Morton, Partick Thistle, Kilmarnock, St Mirren and Clyde. Celtic were also part of their lineup, and this was the boys' first ever competition. Celtic had only begun playing their first game at the end of May 1888, a 5-2 victory against Rangers. In fact, the exhibition itself had started before Celtic even played this game. On Wednesday the 1st of August 1888, Celtic appeared in the opening fixture of the cup contest. This was a notable moment, as not only was it Celtic's first ever competitive game, it was also the first ever away match for the boys, playing away from the original Celtic Park. Celtic opponents that day were Paisley side Abercorn. 4,000 fans were there to see this competitive debut, although not the boys' first win. Although Celtic took the lead, Abercorn equalised and the match finished 1-1. What happened next is a bit of a mystery. A replay was to be held and scheduled for the following Monday. However, this was a local holiday in Paisley, and there were some suggestions Abercorn would refuse to play. In the end, Celtic reached the second round, and there's no record of any replayed match, suggesting that Abercorn may indeed have scratched the tie. In the next round, which were the quarter-finals, Celtic were drawn to play another side, which, like Abercorn, no longer exist. Dumbarton Athletic were one of a number of teams that played in the town in this era. The game was held 20 days after Celtic's opening tie on the 21st of August 1888. This was a small but momentous day for Celtic. According to newspapers, a large turnout of spectators watched as the Celts took an early lead, going 3-0 up after only 10 minutes. Even although Athletic fought back, they could only make it 3-1. And Celtic were not only in the next round, they had their first ever competitive win. The first seemed to keep on coming when the boys played the semi-final. The match against Partick Thistle was Celtic's first ever competitive Glasgow derby, and in fact, the oldest one still in existence. The two teams met 8 days later, on the 29th of August 1888. The match seemed destined for a draw and a replay until a very dramatic conclusion. One of Thistle's forwards was injured, and he left the field with 2 minutes to go. This was in the day before substitutions were allowed. Celtic then struck right at the end and claimed a 1-0 victory. A week later, Celtic were back at the University Sports Ground, this time to play in their first ever cup final. On the 6th of September 1888, the boys lined up against Cowlairs from North Glasgow. This was the team that, along with Hibernian, had played in the opening match at the original Celtic Park. 6,000 fans watched the game, and despite being a new team, Celtic were seen as the favourites. However, Cowlairs had managed to rope in some guest players from other teams, including James McCall of Renton, and that would very much even the match. As the kick-off took place, Celtic seemed to have the advantage. They were playing downhill and with the wind at their back, and put their rivals straight on the back foot. However, when half-time came it was still 0-0, and Celtic would have to play against these problems in the second half. Within 5 minutes of this starting, Stuart of Cowlairs had given his team the lead. The North Glasgow men in fact thought they'd doubled their advantage shortly after, but it was ruled out. But eventually they did take a 2-0 lead. Celtic had no answer to this and couldn't find a breakthrough, meaning that their first cup final ended in a 2-0 defeat and disappointment. There was very much some bad blood taken from the game. Throughout the match, the boys complained that Cowlairs fans severely abused the Celtic team. And as a result, at the after-match dinner, Celtic's John Glass promised that the boys would have their revenge. He famously remarked, "Let them scoff and jeer. Celtic will yet win to their proper position by their merits. And those who scoff today will one day have to applaud." Before the season was out, this would prove to be a very prophetic statement. Within a few months, Celtic's fame and success was already obvious. Despite it being only their first season, they also managed to reach the Scottish Cup final, losing out to Firth Lanark. In fact, this is the only club that Celtic have ever met in the Scottish Cup final and failed to beat at least once. Then in May 1889 came another historic moment. The Celts claimed their first ever trophy when they won the Glasgow North Eastern Cup. Playing at Clyde's Barrowfield ground, only around a mile or so from the current Celtic Park, they easily triumphed 6-1. Their opponents that day? It was Cowlairs. It seemed that President Glass's promise of payback was proven entirely correct. And it was also only the start of a glorious cup history. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X, or you can attend a free Celtic walking tour. Visit the celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com website for more information.